Die White Lies aus dem Original Soundtrack von Back to the Future. Haben wir hier ein Stückchen To Lose My Life abgespielt. Harry Charles Jackson bei mir im Studio. Wir quatschen nochmal über diese erste Platte, die vor 10 Jahren erschienen ist, über die Anniversary Tour, die jetzt gerade stattfindet. Wir werden herausfinden, wie sehr sich das wirklich nach Zeitreise anfühlt, was da gerade passiert bei den White Lies. Sprechen natürlich auch nochmal über das neue Album 5 und viele, viele weitere andere Dinge. Zunächst sage ich nochmal Hello and welcome to Flux FM.
Hello. Thanks for having us.
Well, thank you for coming. How are you doing today?
We're good.
Where are you coming from right now? From the venue?
We came from the venue. We had a day off yesterday Berlin, so we've had a chance to relax. Yeah, nice day.
Nice day. Shitty weather though, but
we're used to that.
Yeah.
That's not we can deal with that.
From people from the island. So you're traveling through time right now. You're traveling through Germany, but through time at the same time, and it really must feel like going back in time and meeting up with your former self.
Yeah.
you've just met Harry, Charles and Jack from 2009, I guess, when you were touring this record. How does it feel? Because I always have the feeling that music makes your head travel through time anyhow. You listen to a song from your youth and you'll be like, I know the feeling again.
Yeah, I think that we've kind of thought about this a lot while we've been touring. And I think most of the songs on that album, the first album, I think when we perform them live, we play them so differently now because we've been playing them for 10 years. So I think I always get that feeling when we listen to the record, you know, like listening to that song that was just on now, that definitely transports you back to exactly what the moment you were in when you were making it, you know. But I think the songs have evolved with us.
Yeah, sure.
They've kind of grown up with us.
Sure.
Know? Yeah.
So you're not like having moments of shock on stage, we're like, "Fuck, I've aged."
Yeah, well, no, we kind of have that. I don't know, I have that once an hour every day, anyway.
Okay, cool. So you don't have to do an anniversary tour for that.
Yeah, exactly.
Cool. Well, congratulations on a debut album that's worth doing an anniversary tour because I mean, so many bands they've put out a few albums until they found their style, until they found their voice. And I think with that album, you really made a really nice first effort. Mm. And I think the record is more important than some other first records for other bands. Mm. And I think that has to do with you being the band that wrote the record. But also, we have to admit, with the industry who really put everything into this LP when it came out,
100%.
Right?
I think if anything, doing all this has perhaps sort of reminded us of the very the fortuitous like timing, you know, that we had when we released this album. It was pretty much on the last or maybe the last of the last two or three years where I would argue a major record label would treat an indie act as a priority, basically.
Yeah.
I think pretty much after our record came out, that first one, we immediately felt things changing.
Yeah.
You know, and of course, change always takes time. It doesn't happen overnight. But I think by the time we were, you know, releasing our third record, Big TV, with the same label. And if anything, I think at the time felt, and I still do feel that, you know, Big TV is as strong as
the
record. I really love the record. But at that point we were like, okay, you know, there's a lot of these kind of pop stars flying around now, and they've all got, you know, big kind of dance music singles, and this is very different to what we're doing now and what we would, you know, and what we have been known for. So
always, as Flux FM workers, we always refer to that, to those bigger English bands with guitar-driven music, as a school of 2005.
Yeah.
So actually, when putting out the first record in 2009, you were kind of late for the school of 2005.
We were a bit late.
We were in real school in 2005. We were actually only 15, maybe?
Yeah,
I think maybe that was the year that we started our band. And actually,
okay,
that's interesting because maybe 2005 was a really good sort of time for young guitar bands.
Totally.
It probably inspired a bunch of people like us to stop mucking around and like take up a proper hobby like being in a band.
Well, I think our debut album came out, though, as well, when some of the other massive indie bands were actually producing their best work.
Yeah.
Like, I remember, you know, Kings of Leon put out Because of the Times, which we all just completely loved. It's an amazing album. I think the Sam's Town from The Killers was only maybe a year, you know, 8 months before we were starting to rehearse as White Lies. And then there was, I think the year after or something was when we went on tour supporting Coldplay, who were doing their Viva La Vida album, which is by far the best and will never be beaten by them, I think. So it was a great time. Great time for like indie, you know, indie music.
And now we've established the fact that you guys have, you know, when you put out art, there's always a few things that must align so the whole thing works, right?
Yeah.
The people have to be in the right mood for that kind of music. Record company will have to be like, yes, we're going for this band right now, not for any other. And then you guys have to keep your mental health straight. I mean, really. If you were 19 years old or something, some people would freak out, I guess.
Yeah.
And be like, I'm a pop star now. Let's buy a ton of substances and
I think we know with celebrating this album, we've kind of looked back at what we were doing when it came out, and those first couple of years we were so busy.
Yeah.
And if we had that schedule put in front of us now, we would just say no. And so
timing for you as human beings as well.
We were so naive, we just kind of threw ourselves into it.
Yeah, and you were young enough to put all this energy in there.
Agile enough.
Yeah. I mean, really.
Definitely. Yeah, it was physically mad. And like, we got our keyboard player Tommy to start compiling a list because we wanted to work out how many shows have White Lies done ever.
Okay.
We didn't know. Maybe like 700 or 800, I think, was what we guessed. But he started working it out by going through every itinerary of every year. First 2 years made me feel sick to look at. Like, it was just, we would be in Japan, then we would go to Australia, and then we would go to South America, back to London, all in a week. And it's like, you can't do that.
But, I mean, now we talk about the To Lose My Life album and the anniversary tour. You still get something back from that time, you know?
Yeah.
You've invested invested your fucking lives
and a
lot of energy, but you get something back.
Absolutely.
And that's not for sure. I mean, you can be lucky about that, actually.
I think that's very true. And I think all of the places that we're playing these shows for To Lose My Life are places that have supported us over the last 10 years and that we've gone back to every year pretty much. And people still come to the shows. So, yeah, we're very grateful.
How's playing To Lose My Life in Toulouse, France? Have you played Toulouse? Have you played Toulouse once?
It was a very nice venue called Bikini Club. But we're not big. We're not very big in France.
Oh.
That would be good banter, though. Maybe that should have been where the only place we did it.
Or that should have been the warm-up show. Yeah.
Or the record company way back then should have forced you into making an extra version called Toulouse, My Life.
I know.
Yeah, it's French translation.
France is one that we would like. I think we actually have a plan to sort of do some more French shows at some point over the next year. But it's historically not been as welcoming as other places.
Really?
But we just had like two sold-out shows in big, beautiful venues in Denmark.
Of course,
you know, Tempodrome here is massive.
Yeah.
But as Harry says, it's sort of Denmark, the Netherlands, Germany, Belgium, all these places. We've pretty much spent like 3 weeks in at least every year for the last 11 years.
Yeah.
And had amazing, obviously, like teams of people working with us from these places at the record labels, at people like you at the radio stations, and you know, that's kind of what it takes. Like, it's not just, you know, as you say, like, you can make good music, you can record good music, but there's so much that has to align.
Yeah. And there's a lot of discipline within the White Lies band. I when I look at it from the outside and I read some interviews and you're like, I went for a walk and I went for a run before the show because I have to stay in shape.
Yeah.
You know, that's...
Oh, that's the other two. That's these two. Not really me.
Not me.
I spent all of yesterday in my hotel room watching TV.
I love that too.
I couldn't move. That's great.
Now, let's listen to another song, then we talk a bit more, and then we'll give away some tickets for tonight's anniversary show. To Lose My Life heißt die 2009er Platte, die nochmal in voller Länge und, glaube ich, auch in der richtigen Reihenfolge nochmal nachgespielt werden wird. Wie das genau passiert, werden wir gleich nochmal besprechen mit den White Lies, die bei mir im Studio sind. Unfinished Business heißt das Lied, das gut in die Mitte eines Gesprächs passt. Just give me a second, die White Lies mit Unfinished Business, immer noch bei mir im Studio also. Heute Abend wird das Tempodrom gespielt und man wird die Platte To Lose My Life, die Debütplatte aus dem Jahr 2009, nochmal in voller Länge abspielen. Wir haben schon ein bisschen drüber gesprochen, dass sich das dann doch nicht so sehr nach Zeitreisen anfühlt, weil man die Lieder einfach anders spielt als damals 2009. Die haben sich live weiterentwickelt. Trotzdem hier vielleicht anschließend die Frage, ob man denn auch die Reihenfolge, die Track-Reihenfolge vom Album einhält. I've just told people that you're gonna play the album in its entire length.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And you're gonna remember the order of the tracks, or
we have it written in front of us.
Yeah. Ah, that's good.
Yeah.
Oh, you've just invented the set list.
Yeah. Genius.
Yeah. No, it's nice, like, playing it in order, actually. Yeah. It's like, yeah, because it's something... I think we were talking about this earlier. There's something you you give a lot of thought to at the time, so it kind of makes sense. Like, the songs work together in that order and they flow nicely. Yeah, so it's been really good fun. Yeah.
But also very different from other White Lies concerts where we're not doing the whole album, because usually we'll finish our set with Death.
Yeah.
And Death is the first song.
Usually we finish
album.
Our set with Death. Yeah. That sounds really creepy, though.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, so we started with Death this time.
So we start with Birth. Yeah. Okay, sorry. Yeah. Sorry to interrupt.
But yeah, it's a weird feeling to play it like that.
And you don't need to talk too much between songs, do you?
No, we don't talk.
No, oh, really?
For that set, not really.
Right, it's interesting, though.
And then we go off and come back on and do loads of other songs. Yeah. And that's a bit more like... loose, you know.
Yeah,
it's a bit more free.
Yeah. Yeah, but I love the fact that you're doing it this way, because when I think back of my favorite albums of my life, I really when the chord of song A ends,
yeah,
you already know, feel the beginning, yeah. Like yeah. Oh, the next song starts,
yeah, yeah.
With the drama going,
yeah,
like, one,
yeah.
Two, three, four.
Yeah, 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 totally, yeah. Totally. I think we all went and saw. Or certainly I did anyway. No, Jack was there. We did Interpol doing Turn on the Bright Lights. We saw them do that start to finish, which was
cool.
Really cool. I think I've been to see Echo and the Bunnymen do Ocean Rain, which was great. It just depends on the album, you know. But when there are certain albums, like you say, that just have been so carefully considered in the track order, that exactly like you say, your brain just remembers this almost like a film, you know. You remember each scene in the right order.
Yeah, totally.
It's such a nice thing to do.
Yeah, Hot Water Music was here like 2 weeks ago, and they were doing the same thing.
I haven't heard that name in a long time.
Yeah, they're still around. Yeah. Chuck Reagan was here, and we talked about fly fishing a lot.
Right.
It's now it's interesting because he knots those flies in his spare time when he's not making music. He knots those flies, and he gets like $300 for one or something, because he's a specialist.
It's quite hard to do, tying the flies.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Like, I don't know how in-depth you want to go into fly fishing right now, but
let's go for it.
If you're like a super, super fly fisherman, you'll sit on the side of the river and you'll look at what flies are on the water, and then you'll tie a fly right there that matches the flies that are on the water so you can catch the fish.
Wow.
So they'll literally tie it looking at the flies.
So much doubt in the looks of the other
ones. That's new.
It's like very zen-like, and their whole aim is to like, they'll fish for like 5 minutes in a day and they'll catch something.
Right.
Like, so their whole aim is to like, as soon as they cast, then they're going to catch something straight away.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's good fun. I like fly fishing. It's really good fly fishing.
Cool. Yeah. I mean, maybe as a tip for something that you might do when you're not on stage. when I look at the White Lies right now, I see a band that, for me, in my opinion, has like the perfect size, the perfect amount of fame with them. Because, you could be like super famous if To Lose My Life, everything would have gone upwards and upwards and upwards with no breaks in there, you know?
Yeah.
You would have been like, you would be like Miley Cyrus superstars now. Yeah. And I don't want to wish that to my very hardest enemy, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Because it's a tough luck to be super famous. So how lucky are you with your status right now? Because
we've been so lucky that more or less in a way, like, even though it depends how you look at it. If you look at like the sort of the chart positions of records, which is not a very good thing to look at, because it can be dependent on so many different things. Who else is in the chart? What time of year it is? If you look at that, then it looks like To Lose My Life, bam, number one in the UK, and then we haven't reached there since. But actually, on this tour on the new album Five, was by far like the biggest tour we've ever done. Sold more tickets in, you know, around Europe and the UK than we've ever sold before. So we've done this almost unheard of thing these days, which is just silently, quietly creeping up the stairs, you know, in a really great way. And the best thing is that we've kind of done it without ever having, we've never had like a top 20 single ever on mainstream terms. Yeah. And it's amazing to be where we are in that situation, because I think the kind of success and the popularity that you achieve through things like the chart, you know, being on top of the pops, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
It's fleeting. It's very, very hard to maintain that.
Yes.
I would argue that it's much easier to maintain a sort of core, adoring, dedicated fan base who love you for your albums, who love you for your live shows.
Yeah.
Fans that just love you for the singles, like, and the kind of, you know, being on the Spotify playlist and stuff like that. Like, it's difficult to have that every time.
Yeah.
So we're in this nice position where when we release an album, or we release a single or whatever, like, we know that it's going to be met with a very appreciative and open and dedicated audience.
Yeah.
And we don't necessarily have to rely on, like, you know, kind of amazing, like, marketing or on chart success or on thousands, millions of YouTube hits. Like, it's not, that's kind of not how we've achieved what we have.
Yeah.
If that happens, then wonderful. Like, it's a bonus. But we've proven that we kind of don't need it.
Yeah, that's nice.
Really
though.
Great.
Yeah, because that what you've just described is the new school world of pop music, which has a lot of to do with Instagram and taking photos and posting stuff of your private life every day.
I mean, there's artists, like big pop artists, that are probably going to come back this year or next year. Will, like, you know, like, I mean, imagine being like Dua Lipa or Billie Eilish, who are now got to go and into album two.
Yeah.
And I'm sure they will both, I mean, I think they're both extremely talented and make wonderful music, but God, that's so, I mean, the pressure behind that.
Totally.
There's already a Dua Lipa in Madame Tussauds.
What?
Yeah, in Madame Tussauds, they have
Dua Lipa,
you know, after one record. So, like, how?
We've done five records.
Yeah, we're not
none
in there.
None of us are in Madame Tussauds.
Well,
Madame, if you're listening. Yeah.
I think we'll have to put ourselves in there. We'll have to make our own waxworks of ourselves.
We'll get some Play-Doh.
Sneak them in under a jacket.
Or just go and stand there, really.
Yeah. Still. Really still,
You just have to be a little hungover and sweaty, then you look waxy.
But we have this wonderful freedom when we start making music, writing music, recording music, we can just kind of go, what do we want to do?
Yeah.
Like, what do we want to do? We know that we have a supporting, you know, audience and fan base that'll be interested to see what we do. But it's not like the mentality is not, how do I do what I just did again to the same level?
Yeah, and basically, that's something that is like a perfect situation for a band, I think.
Yeah.
It couldn't be better. Because
we're very lucky.
The real big success, it comes with a price, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that you're not successful. You're really successful.
Yeah.
But I think you're successful in a super healthy way. And I want to wish you that things keep on happening like that.
That's very kind of you. Thank
because
you.
Because it's a good situation that you're in. And we're in a good situation too, because the White Lies are in town. Heute Abend spielen sie. Im Tempodrom und wir können Tickets verlosen, die ihr abstauben könnt, wenn ihr jetzt anruft unter der 030 2000 9000. Berlin 2000 9000, das ist die Nummer zum Glück. Die Wild Lies heute Abend im Tempodrom. Die erste Hälfte des Konzerts besteht aus der Debütplatte To Lose My Life, die in voller Länge nochmal nachgespielt werden wird. Und dann im Zugabensektor gibt es dann auch noch ein paar neue Stücke auf Ohren und ein paar lustige Ansagen. Die Wild Lies heute im Tempodrom. Die Nummer zum Glück lautet 030 2000 9000. Und zum Abschluss auch nochmal ein Stück von der neuen Platte 5. Wir hören sie mit Denial. Thank you guys for visiting.
Pleasure. Thank you. Thanks for having us.
I'll see you again soon.
You will.
Maybe
you will.
You're already writing on new material that you're going to present next year.
You'll see us very soon. Mitchell, I promise.
Yeah, cool. So thanks for coming. 030 2000 9000 ist die Nummer zum Glück. Die White Lies heute Abend im Tempodrom. Und hier nochmal auf dem Plattenteller mit Denial. Bye.